Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That is so questionable. I'm good. Yeah, you said you're calling in from your computer. You sound very clear.
Okay, good. Yeah, I got an updated iPhone, so that is nice. It is nice. It's a 2020 SE, so it's like a normal size phone. I used to have a smaller phone, which I like smaller phones.
Right.
But the battery on that one, on my old one, was just, it needed to be replaced probably. I'm like, well,
I need to
get a new phone. Yeah.
That's
so
it.
I got one last week. And because we didn't have power last Thursday.
Right.
Or internet. It wasn't power. It was internet. I didn't have to use my phone. And now, you know, like the headphone jack is the same as a power jack, right? So I'm I don't have an adapter for this headset.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get
one. You got to get that thing.
So I figured I'd just try the computer.
It sounds amazing.
Well, good. Good.
Yeah.
Well, my phone is charging.
Wow.
We shall see.
No, I mean, you sound like, I was surprised when you said, you know, off the air that you're calling in, if I could hear you because you're calling in through your computer. I'm like, girl, I can hear you good. Well, anyway, for those of you listening live or later on as a download, this is recording this live Tuesday, November 3rd, 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And today's election day. So shout out to everybody who voted already or is planning to vote today, regardless of who you choose. It's never been more important to exercise your right to vote. And that's the end of our political special on The Lois Effect. That's it. That's all we got.
And we're done here.
And let's hope for the best. And we have no idea what's going to happen. Yeah. Yeah. People were very confident 4 years ago, certain
right.
of an outcome. I'm kind of feeling that vibe a little bit, and I'm like, the jury is out. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm being overly cautious. I'm not being pessimistic, but I'm like, we're not going to know till it's time to know.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we don't know. So it's crazy, but I think you can feel the energy in the air
mm-hmm.
all over these United States. I think between that crazy full moon over Halloween.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
You felt that?
I'm still feeling it. And so we have that full moon. Mercury just got out of retrograde. Like, thank you. And that's not really a big deal. That is what it is. And, you know, the coronavirus just, you know, making itself very comfortable. The most unwanted guest that a world could ever want. So everything's very, very, very heightened. And I got very, very little sleep last night. Oh, and because it's Corona, so my cable's like messed up. I have to get something sorted out with my television. Now, TV more than ever is a lifeline, and I will look at TV on my iPad, you know, intermittently if I do need a repair. But because of COVID, the window for repair, anytime between 8 a.m. this morning and 9 p.m. tonight.
Mm.
That's the window. So I'm like, great. don't know what's really going to be happening in these streets. And again, too, that's another thing, too. Like, I don't really want to hear extreme concerns. Like, the word civil war.
Mm.
Is right? And stocking up. Why we got to stock up? Do we have to stock up? Are we supposed to stock up?
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you been hearing stuff
like that? I
haven't
heard
too?
Any of that. No, I haven't heard. But then again, I'm not really keyed into a lot of that.
Right. You're able to be a little insulated. I understand. You know what I mean? Like, I live in an apartment building, so I'm going to hear people talk about this, you know, by the mailbox, or I'm going to, like, I get it. So, it's not like I'm going out of my way to get this information. But it finds you anyway. So.
No, I had not heard.
Yeah. So I'm laying low. I'm like, okay, thank you, Cable, for giving me a reason to, okay. Okay, I can choose not to leave the house today for a good reason. Yay. And move slowly through the day. I said, oh, my God, how am I going to get through this? Through the show, but I took it all in stride. No, I've been up since like 3:30, and you know, you've done that. It's like, oh,
yep.
I thought of you. I'm like, I know she knows what this is like. And the goal is to coast, and what needs to be handled will be handled as it needs to be handled. And I'm just going to take my time. So, and it's enough things find me that need my attention that's enough of a lifeline to, you know, keep me functional until I can pass out and get a semblance of decent sleep. But, yeah, the energy is very, very, very strong. So, yeah. And also, too, with going to the full moon, I don't know where I read it, heard it, but that this particular one wasn't so much about manifestation, but about release.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's another reason why my sleep's been interrupted. I'm consciously releasing a bunch of energy, bands of energy of orchestrating things in my mind about how to communicate a certain thing or how to reshape a situation. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do nothing. You know, like,
yeah.
Just stop. Yeah, just stop. Like, I'm not going to, no, I'm not, am I a sculptor? Who said I was a sculptor? You know, like, I do not need to sculpt controlling a situation. I can appreciate the situation and be in the moment of the situation, but I don't have to sculpt and try to craft and perfect a situation. I can craft and perfect the art of living,
right?
The art of being myself, the art of being truthful, the art of self-knowledge, the art of self-effacement, self-awareness, the art of exploring truth and understanding that underneath the surface, everybody else is going through their exploration, their hidden sufferings. You know, why should we be the only ones that are hiding suffering? Everybody's has hidden suffering.
Hmm.
You know? I'm like, okay, we ain't got time for that.
Well, for me, I got yesterday was like a day of pampering.
Oh, nice.
Because I had already scheduled some massages, like our monthly massage, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it moved because I was supposed to be on Friday, but we were going this is a big family, you know, family trip to the mountains, so we're going to a cabin, and where my original appointment time was going to be later in the day, and she, by the time I realized I'd booked this stuff, like, we're going to have to leave, we'll leave town by then, I asked if she had something earlier, and she didn't, so not earlier that day, she had something earlier in the week, so that was yesterday. And so I came in yesterday morning to watch my niece for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Even that amount of time, you know, my sister-in-law was hoping her mother could come, but I don't think her mom was feeling up for it. Like she wasn't feeling well. So like, no, then you don't go, you don't come, you know, you stay home. And she texted me the night before, like, would you be able to come in? Like, yeah. So, you know, it was a lot of driving yesterday. So I was glad that at least I was driving to, you know, to get pampered. So I had a really good massage.
Oh, I'm glad for you. That's so good.
And, you know, I've had these tension, and I've noticed it more and more, you know, the last month or so. I've noticed, like, when I stand up, I still feel like I'm not fully standing up. Like, my lower back, I feel a little bent over. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So she was definitely working on that. And then she's like, yeah, your neck is really, really tight. So she was working on that. And I knew that I wanted to go to the chiropractor. I don't go maybe once a month. And then she's a new chiropractor, new to me at least. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to keep her, you know, was really going to keep going to that particular office because she was so tentative when she first.
And you're like, girl,
me.
You got to crack this back. Girl.
Right.
You got to commit to the crackation. You got to commit.
So I said, I didn't tell her all that. I was like, I'll just show back up. And here I am. Gotten my massage, and so I know I'm about as loose as I can get, and so everything went, like, she worked on everything, I felt good. She's like, hey, you really needed these adjustments. I'm like, yeah I did. So I feel a lot better. I feel like, I feel like I'm paying attention to how, you know, how is my body responding. And of course this weekend I kind of overdid it with Saturday. So like my skin, the psoriasis or the eczema has flared up, and I'm like, okay, let's not do that anymore. I'm done.
Right.
Like it was in a sense worth it, at least for that.
Oh yeah.
That day.
But you know when to pull back. Otherwise, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was good and tired by the time I got home. I still had work to do, but it was nice to just. To kind of, I had my day back in a sense because I wasn't watching my niece the whole day. There is a transition that's probably going to happen pretty soon because they've been looking at Montessori schools for her.
Oh, yeah.
And you know they did apply to one. They visited I think three, and you know. I was just trying to gauge what they, you know, what they saw, how they felt. And this last one, they felt pretty positive about enough to put in an application because the other two, they didn't. And so they're like, they told me yesterday, like, well, this could be the last full week, you know, or the last week, because if she gets accepted, then I don't, they said, you know, she could start right away.
Girl, how old is this baby?
She'll be 8 months. They take as early as.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's what they were looking at that because.
Oh, okay.
I think it's.
I was like, did she turn 2 and 3 weeks? Okay, okay, I understand. All right.
Yeah.
Did we just leap time and I just, what year is it? Is it 20?
Right.
President? Right. Okay.
Right.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
So
she's 8 months. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay, I understand.
She'll be 8 months on the 10th, and.
Okay.
There are some places that will take them even earlier. But,
yeah, that's true.
All of us were looking at that like, who No, puts their baby in Montessori like at 6 weeks. What?
People do.
I know.
Take the baby, bye. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Gotta go back to little.
Goodbye. Gotta go. Bye.
It's bittersweet because I knew this was going to be I was going to be her nanny, she's of the age, 4 years or whatever, but I was like, I am going to miss her.
Yeah. Of course you are. You have a special bond.
Right. And then later, as I'm driving around, I'm like, it's nice to be able to run my errands during the day.
Oh, girl, listen. You're the aunt. You're the nanny. Girl. I mean, my oldest is turning 22, and I swear he needs me more now than he did, when he was 2. What the hell? That's another reason why I didn't get. Yeah, so yes, bittersweet. You're going to miss her, but freedom! Yeah, so I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm seeing where there's a trade out for that.
There is a silver lining. I was going to say silver whining. Silver lining. There's a silver lining in all this.
And my sister-in-law was also saying, the school also takes its school holidays, so.
Right, there you go. It's going to be a good balance. That's a great point. Listen, every other second there's a holiday.
Right.
There's always a holiday. There's always something. So that's going to be a nice balance. You won't miss her too much because you will be a consistent presence. I know so. Trust me, they're gonna need the breather. If they go out at night or it's a holiday or they want to do something over a week, you won't miss her for long. you'll be there. So.
And I want to say hello to people in the chat room too. There's Jay and Jennifer and Marguerite. So hello to all of you. And
hello.
I see that we actually have a hand raised, so I think it's one of them. But Jen had said she had very bizarre dreams last night, and I did too.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yep.
So I'm like,
me too.
Yeah, you mentioned the full moon. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, I get. I get where I know where what mine mean, although I did have a cameo appearance from someone who recently passed.
Oh wow! They were saying hello.
Yeah, well she was there, sort of like behind. I don't know, even behind the scenes, but she was there. And as I woke up, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was Miss Faye. That was my friend's mother who passed away a few months ago. And she's someone I didn't get to see very often, but I always loved hanging out with her. She had a great sense of humor.
Wow.
But I think the meeting of hers there was sort of as a reminder, get your stuff together, get your beep together. So I'm like, oh, okay.
All right. Thanks. We know. Okay.
All
right.
But good to see you.
Yeah. Thanks. Anything else, Mom? Okay. Thank you.
Right. Right. Right.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's take this call.
Let's get this call.
Hello. Good morning, ladies.
Good Hello. Morning. How are you, Marguerite?
Hi.
Oh, I'm not bad. A little tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I didn't sleep like you guys did. I had a wonderful sleep test last night.
Oh, good. Oh, nice.
They gave me bring home, and I had to put the monitor on and everything. Mm-hmm. And every time I turned, you have green lights for it's going and red light. Every time I turned and moved, a red light would go on. I have to fix it. That happened night. So I was so happy when it was time to get up this morning so I could take it off.
You cut out a little bit. A monitor for what?
Oh, I'm sorry. A sleep study.
Oh, you're doing a sleep study. Got it. Oh, and you slept, and you were able to sleep?
No.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't
no,
think
no.
so. I'm like, my God.
No. It was a whole lot better than doing it at a building.
At a place.
It was not too bad, but it's very sensitive. And I'm very light sleeper. So
me
this
too. Oh, yeah.
Not bad. So anyway, so... That's not bad because now I take that back And I get to get a Holter monitor for 2 weeks.
What is that?
For my heart. A Holter monitor.
Everything. It's very interesting. Monitoring.
Think about that.
And the heart monitor, is it for your health or is it part of a study?
For my heart.
So what's going on with that?
Well, they're still trying to figure out if there's something like a blockage or something. I went through a slew of tests yesterday and started out, it's for a stress test, but I started out with the MRI and then the stress test and more MRIs. Then I had an echo. And so now they gave me the monitor and I got to go do the other one, and they're scheduling a heart cath. So I have that done so I can rule out anything else. And then maybe I'll be done.
I hope so. That's a tall order.
Yeah. But it was kind of reassuring when I called the nurse to ask her, do I still need this Holter monitor if I'm going to do the cath? And she goes, oh, yeah, it should be good. So she says, yeah, they're just going to go in and look. And I'm thinking, okay, that doesn't sound like, you know.
Right.
Maybe, you know, I'm optimistic anyway because.
Mm-hmm, of course.
The tests have been good, so.
Mm-hmm.
So far.
Yeah, they're going to continue to be good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah, I don't have any, family history and all. Yeah, I have family history with it.
Well,
my own kids and stuff.
Right.
But I don't know. That doesn't seem to be any problem that I feel, you know?
I don't think
sometimes
so.
Sometimes you know.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, but you're doing your due diligence and you're being a responsible adult, and these are those parameters to do those things. So it's just infrastructure that you're being responsible with.
Well, and I have good insurance too, so it pays to be a senior.
Right. So good for you. Yeah. So you're taking advantage of those benefits.
Yeah.
So that's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but I was listening to Elisa and her little niece. Oh, my gosh, she's so adorable.
Oh, she's so cute, that girl.
Yeah.
She's going to get away with so much.
She is. Mm-hmm. I mean, just by watching and what you put down, she's going to be one of those that, she's what, 8 months?
She'll be 8 months.
Is she walking?
Yeah. Not yet. Yeah. She's trying so hard.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
Because my oldest daughter, she was walking at 9 months, and I could tell just by this, you know, your niece, she's going to be advancing very quickly.
Yeah. They go from crawling to walking, and then you need eyes like 360.
Well, we already do. Because she's a fast crawler.
Yep.
Fast. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When she crawls, she looks like
she's swimming. She kind of has that, you know, her arm swings. I could see her in water just being a really fast swimmer. But she's trying her balance. She's doing her best. She does this thing where she twists, like she likes to twist.
Cute.
And so she doesn't quite figure out, like, you can move your head that way, but the rest of your body has to go that way.
So she has
her feet planted, and she's kind of twisting, like, oh, well, what were you saying? I'm like, this looks uncomfortable. Did you want me to? And there are times when I've lifted her up to twist her around, and I'll put her back down, and she'll twist again. I'm like, oh my gosh! Yesterday morning, she and my brother had sent some video, and I never quite got to see it, or thinking there were like live photos. But he said, yeah, she's started clapping.
Cute!
Over the weekend, she was like trying out her claps, and I've been clapping to her because we listen to a lot of music. Like I'll listen to. The little, you know, like Baby Einstein, Little Einstein music stuff.
Yeah.
Which I love because it's all classical stuff. So, I'm sort of clapping around. And she loves it when you clap. Like, she thinks it's the best thing ever. She lights up. So, I'm like, so do you want to learn how to clap? And I've been trying to teach her how to clap. By clapping a lot. And apparently she started trying it over the weekend. And so when I saw her yesterday morning, she was being held by her mom. And she'd just do this little motion of clapping. It wasn't a loud clap, but she was doing it.
That's your direct imprint. Like, that's me. See? So that's what Yeah, and then when they get older, they blame you for everything. You're like, yeah,
oh, yeah.
This one's the way I taught you how to clap. Uh-huh.
Right.
Right? Taught you how to be emotionally traumatized and how to watch a marriage fail before your eyes. Yay! Baby Einstein! Yay!
Yeah,
my case is...
sarcastic.
My case
hand
clapping. Was baby Frankenstein.
Oh, my God.
Oh my, these bitches are just blaming me. I'm like, and what is it going to be today? How much did I screw up your life? Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you so much. Thank you, Corona. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have so much time to think about all the damage I've done. Thank you. Yay.
Oh.
Baby Einstein. So she's clapping. Okay. Not to, you know. Take it to a different place, but
we
know how I do.
We definitely think she's gonna start walking soon.
Oh yeah.
Mhm.
So. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I love her. I mean, it's.
She's cute.
It's quite an adventure. That's definitely an adventure.
Yeah, she's gonna start going to the toddler raves.
Right.
Right. Oh yeah, she's gonna.
She'll be organizing these toddler ways. She'll be directing people to come. You know, she'll be booking. DJs and stuff like that.
Her parents will be like, "What's this Amazon order for like 500 glow sticks? I don't know. What is that? For what purpose? Oh, the joys. Anyway. So what else, Marguerite?
I don't know. I keep thinking of, you say Baby Einstein, what is that, Baby Shark or whatever, that
song? Oh,
gosh.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
They started that this morning again. I'm like, oh, no.
No. Yeah, we're not playing that. We're not playing that for her.
No. No. She's way advanced for that. You don't want to even start that.
She gives people looks. Like if I happen to cough or make any strange noise, she'll look at me, and she'll like she's judging me. She'll look at me, it's a very cool look. Like, what did you just do?
She gave you the side baby eye.
It's the equivalent of that, but it's a full face. Like, she's just really really observing me. She watches everything. Now, she's a Pisces, but she has Scorpio rising.
Oh Lord!
So these are intense looks. And even her mom has noticed it, and because she has her mom will say, yeah, sometimes she'll look at me. I said, I know how she looks at you, because she looks at me the same way.
The shade of it all. 8 months and they can already throw shade. What is that?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Your brain's not even fully developed. How dare you have the subtlety, nuance, dry wit, and intellectual prowess to give me the side eye? I mean, who are you telling? Noel Coward? Stop it.
Right.
What's that look?
No, she's,
stop it.
She is incredibly smart. But, you know, when she loses it, because just all this emotion, when she just is tired, but she doesn't want to go to sleep, and just the crying is that heart-wrenching.
Yeah, I'm devastated.
Like, totally devastated.
How could you abuse me?
Right.
How did you forsake me?
Right, I'm like, you fell over. Like, you fell over on your own accord.
Right.
It didn't work out the way I wanted to. I'm like, I get it. So even in yesterday, for the 2 hours I was there, you know, she it was time for her to go to bed, and she didn't want to go for her nap. So I had to hold her. You know, I let her play. I've kind of got into this mode where I'm going to let her play herself out until she actually does kind of probably get really sloppy and fall over, and she probably will hit her head. I'm like, oh, she's fine.
Like a little drunk sailor, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pick her up. But she's still squirming, and she's very strong for something like, 2 feet tall. She's incredibly strong. 2 feet tall and 14 pounds on a good day.
Right.
She's really strong. And squirmy, so I just try to, I try to calm her down, and I'm, rubbing her third eye, and talking to her, and she'll finally relent, and I'll just keep talking to her. I'm like, you are so safe right now. Like, you're fine.
Aww.
You're safe.
See, that's what I should have said to my kids. Why did I get that script? I should have told told them they were safe. Oh, all right. Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Well, you didn't have me around. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I didn't have you around. I needed you in the late 90s when the first one was born.
Right. So, yeah. And she'll eventually, like, just fall asleep. But then I kind of stuck with her in my lap, you know, like, all right, well, I'm only here for 2 hours, and if this is what it takes, then this is what I'll do.
That's what you're going to take the hit for the team. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, but so I get to see her again today, and then I'll be like, okay, full day today. Full day.
And then when you're running your errands, you're like, oh, I could run my errands.
Right.
Okay. And you're like, there is a trade-off. That's a good one for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
anyway. Yeah. And my sons for the first time had what I call their first Cain and Abel experience.
Oh,
yeah. So, and you know, and the hits keep on coming. I think to myself, what do my good friends, or even now on the podcast, because I've been on this show for over 10 years with you. It's like, and then what happened with the kids or whatever? Because a week and a half ago, I was in the ER because my younger one got beat up, and now I can. And the next report is I had to separate the two because it was Cain and Abel.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, it didn't come to blows, but I had to jump right in there. So now they're not talking to each other.
Oh, gosh.
And now I'm hearing both sides. They're both wrong, in my opinion. They're both. I love them both, madly, deeply, unconditionally, insanely. And it, like, who wants a house divided? Like, you know, did I just try to House of Frankenstein? Did I not just try to put it all together post divorce?
Right.
And now we're in Corona and we're holding it together. Like, we need to get along. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I'm so happy. And and all this while I'm working, which is miraculous. The industry is coming back. I know because I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And I got approached about another project over the weekend, which will actually be a foothold into 2021. I am so relieved. I am so grateful. I feel like I'm really getting the recognition of all the years I've had in the industry, of like the reputation is now serving this purpose, all the years that I put into it. And I'm like, well, maybe something has to give.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm even thinking, with the situationship that I'm in, I'm like, maybe that's the thing that has to go.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, but these are the thoughts in my head. Maybe that's why I didn't sleep. But I decided I'm not going to do anything. But I've noticed a little bit of a pattern, and there's nothing really I can do about it because it's called, and Marguerite, hello, you wrote the book. It's called Being a Mom. You know, where it's like you can do whatever you want. I choose not to sweep being a mom under the rug or to shift its priority status. And the pattern that I've noticed is it's been too many times that when we hang out, and we don't hang out extremely often at all. We will seriously get together like once a month. That it's like an overnight situation. And then maybe every week or every other week we'll get together for like an early evening drink, and that's not even more than an hour and a half. We don't really talk on the phone. We text. We have a lot of fun. Keep it light. Keep it bright. Don't really feel this could evolve into a serious rest of my life type of thing. I would say no. And I was thinking to myself, that I identified this pattern that in more times than not, there and everybody knows this. There's an occurrence that's going on that's pressing or that's disturbing. Maybe if I wasn't an empath and I didn't feel everything like we all do, and I wasn't a highly sensitive person, I wouldn't feel it to the degree that I feel it. But if my kid gets beat up and he's in the ER, that's going to damage me. I mean, I'm going to deal with it. That's going to affect my soul. If my two kids are at each other's throats less than a week later, that's going to damage my soul. If there's a racist thing that's happening that's affecting my youngest son, that's going to affect my soul. If my older son is feeling that his younger brother resents and hates him because he presents as white and his brother doesn't, among other things, that's going to hurt my soul. And if I'm having dinner with a person that I'm dating, and then there's a text that I try not to let rattle me, but all of a sudden I'm on high alert, or I have to cut the evening early or the next day early, which I've done, I'm like, what is this pattern telling me? So I'm not going to say anything to the guy. And he does have, and you know this because you figured out his mouth. So funny, whenever I'm seeing somebody, I'm like, Elisa, like she's a bookie in the chat. I'm like, Elisa, run these numbers. I need to run these numbers, babe. Babe, run these numbers because I need to know what's up. And this is the longest, dating situation I've been in. It's about 4.5 months. And his birthday is coming up. So I planned something very, very, very special. I had it coincide with the overnight, and I don't know why. Maybe it's lack of sleep or whatever. So I'm not making a declaration. I'm just letting you guys know what's on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to go out of my way to say anything, but what keeps going on in my mind is finish strong. Finish strong. Because maybe you just want to keep this beautiful experience in a bubble and not let your priority as a parent and also as someone that has worked so hard to have a career in the film industry, which is no easy feat, especially during Corona, where it looks like I'm up-leveling across the board, that leaves very little time to get into something with somebody. And if there is very little time, do I use that time to put my family and my self-care first? And then whatever energy is on reserve might be for that one special, you're my person. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, just be on my own. Or do I just coast and keep this cute and keep it light and bright and don't let my life bleed into it? I don't really know. So I'm not doing anything, but that's what's going on in my mind. Like this, and it's interesting because this guy says that I'm drama-free, meaning I'm not texting, what are you doing? What are you thinking? I don't do any of that. I'm like living my life, doing my thing, and when we're in touch, we're in touch, and when we're not, we're not. And yes, in that respect, I am drama-free because I'm a grown-up and I have a very full, fabulous life without dating somebody. So just dating somebody enhances that. It's just another experience on a different level. But there is drama because of my household and because of the nature of my work, where I can spend a full weekend working on something, but happily because I love what I do. It's interesting. And it goes in spurts. And you need freedom for that. It's a little more regimented because of Corona. But you still are pretty much on call 24/7 if you're working on something. That's just the nature of it. It's this living, breathing thing. And it's not a 40-hour week, 9 to 5. It's just, it could be 40 hours during the year, but you worked on like an Oscar winning film. So it's just, there's no linear measure to how it plays out, which makes filing for unemployment and things like that really cute, because it's such a non-linear measure of how one works and how one gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are, you're working for a studio or a network and you're doing a full-time payroll situation. If you're working independently, as such as myself, it's very nonlinear. But that's been going on in my mind. Like, you know, maybe finish strong. I mean, don't say anything. But then, you know, when he wants to get together in December, well, maybe we should have a conversation. And I really appreciate that. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just crazy and impulsive, so I'm not doing anything. I don't know.
Well. Like I wouldn't even know how to respond to that.
Right. And with the full moon energy too, I'm thinking, well, maybe this is just, I'm just releasing like crazy thoughts.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I don't know. So.
And I guess one thing I will say is that, you know, if he's not, you know, at you for, where are you, or, you know, why are we doing these things, then.
Oh, no. We're very independent. Yeah. So I don't have to say anything right now. I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah. It's not really an issue because.
No, this would surprise him. He'd be like, what, excuse me? Like, and it really could be like, I'm a runner, you know?
Right.
It really could be me self-sabotage. So I'm not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud of myself. Like, don't. That was my earlier point. Like, I don't have to sculpt a situation. I don't have to make any announcements to anything. I could know that life is not static, and it's what's happening in this moment, and let's take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, release.
Yeah, and Jennifer says, sounds like it's one of those time will tell relationships.
Exactly. And because I'm such a rookie, I've never been in a time anything relationship. You know, I did my time for about 30 years from when I met my ex, you know, mm-hmm. from my mid 20s to my mid 50s. And then I'm out in these streets like, what? Yeah. So I am I'm very, very grateful to this person. Because that was like, remedial training. That was like rehab, how to date, how to communicate with the man. He has no idea, but I'm so, so profoundly appreciative that I got to navigate a landscape in a very safe, non-pressured way.
Yeah.
And that the respective independence works really well for both of us. So, yeah, it is a time will tell situation. You know? And I got a text from a friend of mine. Oh, I wonder how you and the BF are doing. And my first instinct was like, he's not my boyfriend. So, you know, I mean, I didn't respond yet. But and I'm not going to get into that. But, yeah, thank you, Jennifer. It's like the simplest things. Time will tell. Yeah,
can
I don't
say
have to.
My,
yeah.
Can I put my 2 cents in?
I'm waiting for your 2 cents, girl, please.
Well, I heard don't overthink it. Don't overthink.
That's right.
Don't go over it and over it. Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my instinct, which is, and I tend
mm-hmm. yep.
to go on the spectrum of being impulsive. But then, and I know you follow her on Instagram too, Alisa, and I think maybe you too also, Marguerite.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the holistic psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a post explaining the trauma brain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it came out. And not too long ago, I would say within the last week or two. I found it fascinating and very hopeful. Like with Jen just saying something so simple, well, it's a time will tell relationship. Thank you for putting a name on it, Jen. That really helps. When you can name something, you actually heal it. You heal it like by half at least, because
mm-hmm.
you know the landscape. So with the overthinking piece of it, Marguerite, and looking at what the holistic psychologist posted about the trauma brain, it's those kind of ways that I'm talking about, how you're thinking, that comes from the trauma brain. And I'm like, well, of course. So that has been helpful to me too. Like, okay, it's the full moon. Release, 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 release. Trauma brain. So that's why you think like that. You can name that. And now thank you, Jennifer. Oh, this is a time will tell relationship. Okay, well, time will tell. So I don't have to think about it right now. I'm just going to live my life. It's good. I don't mm-hmm. have to rot mm-hmm. something. You know, and even the word rot is rot with, right? With a lot of tension. It's rot, the word rot. So I'm going to just step back.
Jen also wrote, patience is a virtue. Don't mm-hmm. discount it, though. You may be surprised as the layers are peeled off. And then she
right.
wrote, the universe
right.
knows what it is doing.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just stepping back and letting it all unfold. But I feel like there is, and I'm not just speaking for myself, I just think the climate energetically for all of us is that there is a frequency of acceleration, of accelerated learning. So wherever it lands for what's been dormant or what we need or what is so raw and ready to be healed, so tender, that there is an acceleration of, like, letting go. So it looks like one thing where we're used to old patterns, but then as it feels uncomfortable and you move into something else, you realize, oh, this is just moving through me because oh, this is like that energetic colonic that I've been waiting 25 years for. Thank you, please. Right. Yeah. So that's it. There's nothing
yeah.
to be done. And I think there's wisdom to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not apathy. It's not laziness. But reflection as opposed to impulse.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm not doing anything. But yeah. No, but yeah, but like when I woke up at like 3:30, all this is in my mind, and then I realized at like 6:00, oh, this is just moving through me. Oh, and then I just felt so relaxed. I'm like, don't get too comfortable because you're gonna sleep through the show. The cable guy's coming. You got to keep it together. You got to make sure your son doesn't get marked absent from school. Like, keep it together. Yeah, keep it together, and. You know, the energy is very heightened, I think, on the planet today, especially in the United States. So, anyway,
yeah.
But I appreciate your 2 cents, Marguerite. I think you're
oh,
absolutely, no, I think you're absolutely right. So sometimes it's the wisest thing is not to do anything.
Yeah, and I have this phrase,
mm-hmm.
the kiss phrase.
Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Don't put too much into it.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm not going to.
That's what I do, like, with all this medical stuff. I says I'll
right.
take it when it comes and deal with
right.
it and then let it go. So.
Amen. And that's everything with this life. Medical, your
mm-hmm.
household, relationships, everything.
Because it's never going to be the same. I mean, this moment is here,
right.
and then
that's it.
The next moment it's going to change.
That's right.
Nothing's going to be the same. So
right. So why
yeah.
why control mm-hmm. something that's fluid?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's static.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. So I knew even with the lack of sleep, like I said, well, my only true obligation, because I have wiggle room with everything else, is the show. And it's tried, true, and tested that we can be under any state of mind. I mean, I was like low-key, you know, I've had nervous breakdowns on the air in the last 10 years. Like, we've done
mm-hmm.
it all on the show. Yeah, so I always know, I think we always know that no matter what we're feeling, we come out of it feeling better than we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so
yep.
that's... That's what a beautiful benefit of knowing that there's something that you're obligated to do, but it's not a burden.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
and if it was like an emergency type of situation, I would still probably do the show because the show is a positive healing thing.
Right.
You know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless I had to be taken out of my you know, the ability to be on the air. Otherwise, it's like, nope. This is a good thing. And the support is very much appreciated. Trying to navigate these streets as a single mom. What the hell?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jen also added, she said, I have been in one of those relationships since January. He has surprised me, even though I never expected much. Still on the fence. It is a good fence, though.
It's a good fence. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, right, right. So she's been since January, but they don't get to really see each other a lot because he's, I think, in Michigan and she's in Canada. This guy's in Brooklyn, so it's a little bit different, but it's very parallel. So I appreciate that too. So this has been since June, so not quite 5 months, and time will tell. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and I like that you said that, Jen. That you know you're on the fence, but it's a nice fence. It's like yeah. You know, you get a little cushion for the fence so it doesn't, like, poke you in the butt, you know, and get a little mini fridge and get some Netflix going. See what happens on that fence. Right? But there's, I don't know, there's some, I think there's some value to that, too, like keeping something, knowing that you're keeping something in a bubble. You know? Like, I'm keeping this very much in a bubble. So, I don't know. But that there's comfort in that. So, I appreciate Jen with her feedback. Because I think she's a little more experienced at this sort of thing than I am. So, thank you.
Hmm.
Anyway, what else can we do? Well, since Marguerite, since we have you on the phone, let me, I know you didn't ask for one, but why don't we pull, since we have a few minutes, if you like, we can pull a message for you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Oh,
thank
well, there you.
You
go. Yeah, my pleasure. Let me just load it up here. Okay, I'm ready when you guys are.
Pick.
Okay. So, of course, the number associated with this message is 718. And here's your message, Marguerite, that you picked. When the past becomes a source of appreciation and no longer lamentable, the freedom that comes with this grace allows presence and wholeness. That's so perfect.
Wow.
And you always pick the messages with grace in it because I know that's Courtney.
And I have to say that if the numbers add up to 16,
uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's Courtney's birthday.
Well, hello. She knows to come in.
Yep.
to come in. Oh, I'm so happy that you're on the air with us. Let me read it again. When the past becomes a source of appreciation and no longer lamentable, the freedom that comes with this grace allows presence and wholeness. And it's just what we were talking about. Full
yep.
circle moment. And 718, great number combination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that adds up to basically a 7. But you're right. It first becomes a 16, then a 7. So, and we've got the... that spiritual number of the 7 starting off. And it is, as we mentioned before, a number of faith. It also asks that you kind of look at things from a distance. So you get a different perspective. So you're not right in the thick of everything, but you have a little bit of distance, a little bit of perspective, a little bit of space. And that allows you to see at least more sides than just what you're looking at when you're in it. Sometimes you don't even see a side. It's just like, oh, I don't know. I'm just surrounded by it. And then the one is still, you know, the self and your sense of who you are. and who you are at all times, not just in this particular situation. And again, I think it's a reminder of a bigger picture, a bigger viewpoint that the seven kind of starts you off with anyway. Because the one can just be only concerned about self. But then now this is like saying self, maybe even higher self, in relation to everything else around you. So you're not completely forgetting yourself, and it's not just all about yourself, but it is a nice balance because of that seven. And the bigger number is because of the eight on the other side of it. Then there was a reminder of, well, look at what you're manifesting. You know, look at what you're creating with your focus and with your intention. And is it in line with who you are? And there's always a way to kind of self-check and to get back on track. And the way to do that is to take that kind of time to not act irrationally or just fully on emotion, but to just take that moment to even the pause will help. So meditation, even a self-care day, those types of things that get you refocused on something different, but it's still part of who you are. It's just not that issue 100%.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is a beautiful message, and obviously the numbers totally support it.
No, thank you very much.
Yes.
Great message for today. Yeah.
So perfect. Couldn't be happier. So thank you, and to be continued, certainly. So be safe out in those Ohio streets.
Yeah, I got to go back to the hospital, so yeah.
Oh, my God,
right.
Be careful.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I spent the morning there yesterday, so it's a small hospital, so it's a lot better than
good.
A busy city hospital, so.
Yeah. All right, well.
I appreciate the people that work there, so.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, good luck
thank
with everything.
You guys.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
take good care
you.
Of yourself.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. I love you guys too.
Yay. Take care, honey.
Have
love
a good
you.
Day.
You
okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
Yay.
Bye. Oh.
Yeah.
Jen also wrote, "You learned it very quickly, Liz. It took me 8 years."
Because I have no baseline, I have no clue. So thank you. Wow, thank you. Oh yeah, so I got into this dating mess. It was December 1st. It will be a year in December, December 1st, and that was meeting somebody the old-fashioned way, because I would have never had the nerve to like do an app or do whatever, but. You know, that came later. And, all that's off the table. I haven't been, when I started, and it's so funny because my younger son, the almost 22-year-old, he's like, "That's a rookie move." I'm like, "What? What is,
whoa.
Excuse me, what is a rookie move?" Because I'm very, I don't know if the word monogamous is the word, but I don't like to split my focus, and I know that there's an art to talking to multiple people, but I also know how busy I am, so it just kind of simplifies things. But he's like, "Oh, you already took your, so you're not talking to other people at the same time." I'm like, "No," he's like, "That's a rookie move," and that was in the beginning. I'm like, "No, it's not. Oh, am I supposed to talk to what? How does this work? What?" And it's crazy because the kids, it's like that song, Mambo Number 9. You got this
Mambo
one today,
five.
And that one,
yeah,
number five, whatever, Monica, whoever today, whatever. I'm like, "I can't, what is this?" Oh, I don't know how they, I don't know how they keep it all like together, or they could have like a magical time and promises of getting together and then ghost, the getting ghosted. It's so part of the norm.
Right.
Like, I can't get into any of it. It's too much. It's too much. I'm like, okay, that's like a job. Like, if I was maybe on the payroll, okay. But, no, I'm a one person at a time or nobody. I can't flit. I can't flit about. No, that's just. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll learn to, but I don't think so. Not so interested. Okay. Well, it's election day, so the world's going to be totally different in some aspects by the time we do the next show.
Yes.
Which is well, we'll be back on the air, which is this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. So that should be interesting. Stay safe. Take care of yourselves. Be in the moment, everybody. Let the light do the work. Oh, and if you want to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. Sorry. Let the light do the work into brighter days ahead. Stay safe. Take care, everybody. Love you.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye. Tell me something.